The title of this essay is The Script. The first line in the script is the name that was chosen for you. The next line is most likely the words mommy or daddy. Following the introductions comes the word no. You likely heard that word quite a bit and discovered your familial boundaries by testing what actions gotta know. The first few paragraphs of the script were single words, defining and outlining your immediate environment and the people, pets, and safe objects that populated it. This is the physical level of self-awareness. Reality was defined for you, not by you, by characters that were repeating the same labels and definitions that they inherited. Turn the page. The script has now moved from physical awareness to emotional awareness. The senses have kicked in and are functioning well. The environment has for the most part been recognized and labels established. The external world is for the most part safe and predictable. The focus shifts from external reality to internal reality. The job of script writer shifts from external characters to the internal dreamer. The word no shifts from a demand placed upon you to a challenge paced back upon the ones that first uttered the word. Now you challenge your boundaries, but fight back when you are denied. The dance of relationship begins, with love and hate and all their cousins becoming coexistent drivers of the internal dreamer. The dreamer knows nothing of established behavioral patterns. These reactions to external stimuli are cemented into the brain the first few years of a dreamer's life, and yet are experienced each new situation as a brand new line in the script. The dreamer rarely catches the echo of established behavioral responses. Your emotions and inherited beliefs rule your actions while you dream. All the while, your emotional life is being brought together like the ingredients of a chemical soup. You will continue to have your script modified by those who are assigned to teach you everything that is needed to make you a model citizen and consumer. Turn the page. Puberty is a storyline that is tough as hell to get through. This is because two things are in contradiction to each other and are happening simultaneously. The emotional awareness that you thought you had under tight, scripted control is being evolved into intellectual awareness. Problem is, your sex organs are also evolving into a beast with a mind of its own, and are having complete control over the emotions you thought you had figured out. Is it any wonder puberty is such a ride when the physical, emotional, and emerging intellectual awareness are all jockeying for position as head scriptwriter? The confusion of the conflicting emotions and intellect, followed by an out-of-control sexual appetite, guaranteed most of us never recover fully until adulthood, if at all. And by then, careers, spouses, and children have eliminated the evolution process for most people for decades to come. By the time survivors of life reach their middle ages, they have been beaten to passivity by bills, bullshit, and bodies melting into gravity. The script most dreamers carry at this point in life is little more than a laundry list of schedules, routines, escapism via the internet, and favorite television shows. Addictions are hardened to the point of shiny diamonds, and change is not a welcome visitor. Most die with the information they managed to absorb in high school. People are just not taught to learn over a lifetime. Most everyone is prepared to become a model citizen and smile and nod their way through decades of indebtedness, cultural rituals, and the meek acceptance that death is the blessed reward that allows escape. This is the script of billions of your neighbors. Some, however, with progressive lifetimes under their belt, will be introduced at any point of their adult life to either science, religion, spirituality, or philosophy, and it will create a thirst at the center of their awareness. It will potentially satiate the physical, dance with the emotional, and counsel the intellectual awareness inherent within. Out of this calling rises a phoenix, a dreamer taking their first yawn in the early dawn, not quite awake, but not deep asleep either. This is the time that you first become aware of the script, that historical self that you are being called to evolve from. Depending on your aggregate lifetime's awareness, it will either be a hobby, a novelty, a stature enhancer, a financial gain, a calling, or a realization realized. No matter which numbered lifetime you are residing in, all of them point to self-awareness. So if not this time around, then there will be other rebirths. That is the promise held. Evolution has brought us from pond scum to prefrontal lobes, and very soon beyond. You cannot go in quantum leaps. It must be baby steps in order to be assimilated. If you are waking up to your script, then there is nothing for you to do. Evolution happens to you, not by you. Enjoy the ride, and do not get too caught up. Everyone is not equipped to cross the finish line this time around, however. It is what it is.